Love that song, don't you? Thank God for that fountain, amen. I'm glad it's still bubbling tonight, amen. Glad sinners still getting saved, just like I did, and just like my forefathers did, amen. What a blessing. Take your Bibles tonight. I want you to turn to a couple of places. I want you to turn to Galatians chapter number 4 and then Romans chapter number 8. Galatians chapter number 4 and Romans chapter number 8. We'll look at Romans first and then come to Galatians 4. Then we'll just keep your Bibles out. We'll look at a few more scriptures together tonight. I saw a commercial the other day that got me thinking in this direction. And the commercial was something to do with Christmas. I don't even know what they was advertising. But here's what the commercial said. It said, get in the Spirit. Get in the Spirit. And I know they were talking about the Christmas spirit. The spirit of giving, the spirit of family and friends and all that stuff that goes with it. I know what they were talking about. But what they don't realize, many of them, is outside the Spirit of God, there is no Christmas spirit. Right. Amen. Christmas spirit don't come in a bottle. Right. It don't come in a bowl of eggnog. Somebody say amen. 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 The Christmas spirit is the Spirit of God. And it's not a seasonal spirit. Amen. Right. It's an all-time spirit. But I thought about this as I watched, the commercial. I've used this phrase over and over and over in my Christian life, and I bet you have too. I'm sorry, I got in the flesh. Or look out, I'm about to get in the flesh. If you know you're about to, go the other way. Amen. I never get in the flesh that I don't know it before it happens. Amen. But we always use that term, and sometimes I think we use it a little loosely maybe. I think it's we throw it out there like an excuse for an attitude or an excuse for some sin of some sort. I'm sorry, I just got in the flesh. Well, that's not an excuse. Amen? That's not an excuse. We always talk about getting in the flesh. I want to talk about getting in the Spirit tonight. Amen? You know, without the Spirit of God, you'd still be on your way to hell. Amen? Without the Spirit of God, you couldn't understand this book a lick. None whatsoever. I get to watching these people on the television, on the History Channel, and they'll do these debates about creation and different things. And they always got these scientists from some secular or Christian, so-called Christian university. Those are the biggest bunch of idiots I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they're absolutely, well, what the Bible really means. No, Jack, what it means is what it says. Amen. They've got to explain things away because they don't have the Spirit of God in them. They understand the book no more than the people they're trying to explain. Amen. I believe the church, for the most part, that we're seeing the televised church, the electronic church, what we're seeing in America, these people are doing all they know to do because they have not the Spirit of God. Amen. They've got to have the contemporary music. They've got to have all this show in the flesh. They've got to have because that's all they have. That's right. Amen. Y'all okay? I know they cut up with me Sunday giving me the birthday card with a picture of me and Joel Osteen. And I don't hate that guy. If he'd get saved, he could turn America upside down. Now notice what I just said. If he'd get saved. I've never heard him say he was. That's right. Boy, got quiet. Amen. Amen. Y'all right? Listen, if we have not the Spirit of God, then we've got to work this thing up ourselves. Amen. Amen. I know some Christians who are walking in the flesh, carnal. Amen. And we need to get in the Spirit. Yeah. Amen. 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 Let's look at some scripture right quick. Romans chapter number 8. Look with me at verse number 5. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 5. The Bible said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. If you're all time in the flesh, that must be what you're after. You all right? You must spend more time pleasing it than you do the Spirit. You must spend more time feeding it than you do the Spirit. Amen? Look at verse number 6. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Wow, how about that? Well, maybe there wouldn't be so many cracking up today if we'd get in the Spirit of God. Amen. To do that, you're going to have to yield yourself to Him. You're going to have to give control over to the Spirit of God, and you're going to have to take your hands off the steering wheel and say, God, you have your way. Amen. Amen. Verse number 7. He said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, God. Now watch this. He's talking about saved people. He said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Wow. I think there's something to be said about a Spirit-filled Christian. You know, we always use the term, and there's a scripture verse about bearing witness, the Spirit bearing witness. Have you ever had that happen on the job? You meet somebody and automatically they didn't have to tell you they were saved. There was just something about them. That Spirit bore witness. Amen. Go to Galatians chapter number, what did I tell you, 4? Galatians chapter number 4. We'll look at some verses here in Galatians. Galatians chapter number 4 and verse number 6. Galatians chapter 4 and verse number 6. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His sons, where? Into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now listen, there at salvation, the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, takes up dwelling inside you. Yes. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Let me say it again. At salvation, the moment, not after you've taken classes, not after you've been baptized, not after you've been confirmed, not after you sign a card, not after you join the church, but the very moment you trust Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit moves down on the inside of you. Now, can you be spiritual and carnal all at the same time? According to the book of Romans, you can. Paul said you could. Amen. He said, when I want to do right, that's when I mess up. Amen. I say amen, hallelujah, glory to God right there. With you, brother Paul. Amen. And if Paul struggled with the flesh, who do you think you are? He wrote 13 books of the Bible. Amen. Is that Romans 7 or 8? 7, isn't it? Romans chapter number 7. Just read that chapter. Read the whole chapter, man. It'll help you. And you'll look at old Apostle Paul and you'll go, wow, I might be normal.
Yeah.
Amen? But listen, it is not, we shouldn't get, I'm trying to think of the right word, we shouldn't get comfortable living in the flesh.
Amen.
We're going to get in the flesh, we're going to mess up, and we're going to make mistakes. But that should not be the daily routine of our life. We are to be filled with the Spirit, the Bible says. Amen? Amen. We ought to ask God for that filling.
Amen.
We ought to ask God to fill us with His Spirit, with His power. Do you understand? Without the Spirit of God, you ain't got no hope of ever living for Him.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Everything God asks you to do, He has to give you something to do it with.
Amen.
He had to give you faith to get saved.
Yeah.
He dealt to every man a measure of faith. He had to give you the faith to put in Him to get saved. Amen. He had to give you the Spirit of God to live down on. Hey, greater is He that is in me. You know who that is? That He, that is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That is the Spirit of the living God. Now listen, I don't know how many times I lose my temper, get mad, or even just my thought process or what goes through my mind. So much of that is so carnal, and I have to stop and say, God, what is the matter with me? And every time I find out, it's because I'm yielding to this instead of this, what's living down on the inside of here. Amen? If the Holy Spirit is living inside of you, He don't want to just dwell there, which He does, but He wants to rule there. Does that make sense? He wants to have control of your life. Two people cannot drive a car. My wife thinks so, but it's not the case. How many of you men, wives, think they're helping you drive down? Stop! I mean, she'll see brake lights 100 yards in front of us. She'll throw her feet on the dash. Stop! I said, let me drive. Amen. And I used to, she had good reason because I watched everything but the road. Amen. I'm doing better. Amen. I realize I'm going to get myself killed and somebody else one of these days. I'm looking in people's yards and looking in barns. Two people cannot drive a car. If you got one pulling this away and one. Hey, anybody ever had a kid sit in your lap, sticky finger in your ear, Brother Daniel? Anybody ever had your kid drive? And they really want to drive? When Levi was little, he could actually stand between my legs in the front seat of my truck. This was before all them crazy laws. And he'd grab the steering wheel, and I'd have my hand on the bottom. But he'd grab that steering wheel, and he would just go, whoa, 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 like, you know, he'd put us in the ditch if I let him, amen? Two people can't drive. One has to be in control. And by the way, one is. One is. In your life, one is in control. The Spirit of God or the spirit of the flesh. The flesh has a spirit about it, wouldn't you say? And I'd say it's pretty evil. Amen. Just because you mess up don't mean you're no longer saved. Just means you're still walking in a body of flesh. Amen. But I don't know about you, but I'd like for my life to be led of the Spirit. Listen, I'm going to give you several things tonight we ought to do in the Spirit. You ever seen something take place in church and you thought God wasn't in that? Come on. God wasn't in that. And I'm not being critical. I've been in some great, great meetings. And I'm thinking about one young man in particular. I can just see his face clear as a bell. Doesn't matter where I'm in meeting with him at, he's going to run a lap around the sanctuary. I mean, that boy's just going to jump up and run. Somebody said, I don't know if God's in that. I don't either. He ain't hurting nothing. I'd rather have him run around the churchyard than run around smoking dope. Amen. With these bunch with their pants on the ground up here in town. Amen. Amen. But we see stuff going on in church and we think, man, God wasn't in that. Listen, what we ought to concentrate on is making sure that God is in what we do and what we say, how we walk, how we act. We ought to make sure that we are led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Now listen, Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5. Listen, let me tell you first of all, we are to live in the Spirit. We are to live in the Spirit.
Amen.
It's not a Sunday thing.
Amen.
I remember growing up in my home church, there was a fella. We'd have testimony meetings. And back in the old days, y'all probably think some of this is spooky, but this is what I grew up with. It didn't bother me a bit. Brother Greg will remember. There'd be four or five up on the floor preaching all at one time. You remember that? But there's one old fella. He'd stand up and he'd get to going every single time. He'd stand up and say, I just want to give a little word of testimony. He'd wind up preaching 30 minutes. I'm talking about hacking and spitting preaching, brother. But if you go on the job with him on Monday, it ain't who you saw on Sunday. I was working with Brother Kenneth Corin. He framed houses, and I worked with him during the summers as a kid toting lumber. And I remember being inside a house in a subdivision, and I heard somebody cussing like a sailor on the lot where they were getting ready to build next door. They were putting in the footers, and I heard somebody just, letting somebody have it. Every words I ain't never even heard. I said, man, Brother Kenneth, who's that out there cussing? He said, go look. I looked out the window, I couldn't believe what I saw. It was the man who got up in church and preached for 30 minutes a day before. What happened? He was in the Spirit on Sunday. Do I believe God was in his testimony? Sure. Do I believe God was in the testimony he has given that young man? No. Amen. The Spirit is not something we visit, it's where we live.
Yeah,
understand that. Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 25. Galatians 5, 25. What's the Bible say? If we what?
Live
in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. 1 John 4, 9, the Bible said it was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live, watch these next two words, through Him.
Amen.
You wonder why you struggle. You wonder why you get on this altar and you mean business. You're serious with God and you confess this and you confess that and you're really sorry about this and you're really sorry about that. And you mean it when you're at church, but when you go home, there's no power to change it.
Yeah.
Is this making any sense? It's because you visit the Spirit of God in church on Sunday. As Todd and Ashley and the girls, Abiba and them, they come around the piano and they begin to sing. The Spirit of God begins to speak to you and begins to move on your life. But then you get in the car and it's something totally different. And it's feeding that old spirit. We're not feeding that spiritual man enough. So when we go, when we're here, we feel like we're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Somebody say amen. Amen. But when we get back out in the workforce or back out in the world, we're just as weak spiritually as water and we have no power over this flesh. That doesn't mean you're not really saved. It means that you're not living in the Spirit. Amen. It's a 7 day a week thing. It's a 24/7 thing. It's something you have to work on day in and day out. Amen. I would imagine, and I don't mean to speak out of school, but maybe Brother Charles, Brother Atkins, as you get older, it seems a little bit easier. Am I right? This seems a little bit easier. You know why? They've been doing it so long. It's become a force of habit. Amen. You break them old habits, man, they'll just die. You stop feeding the flesh, you know what happens to it? It dies. It dies. Now, I'm not talking about pork chops, biscuit, and gravy. You know what I mean. You stop feeding that flesh and you start focusing on that spiritual man. You make up your mind, I'm going to live in the Spirit. I'm going to live in the Spirit of God. I'm going to live in this thing that's living on the inside of me. Amen. If it's in there, I'm going to pay it some attention. If it's in there, I'm going to nurture it. If it can grow and make me stronger and wiser and happier, and we read it a while ago, said we'd have life and peace. Amen. I want peace. I don't know about you. I can't even go to bed mad. I can't do it. I'll lay awake all night long with my heart pounding out of my chest. I can't do it. Some people can. I mean, they can just turn over and go to snoring. It not me. There's something inside me that won't let it happen. Amen. Amen. I like peace. Listen, I said, number one, we are to live in the Spirit. Now, that's something you got to concentrate on.
Amen.
If you were spiritual on Sunday morning while the singing was good, you ought to be spiritual on Monday morning.
Amen.
If you were spiritual on Wednesday night during the prayer time while the prayer sheets were being passed around, you were spiritual during the altar time, hey, you better be spiritual on Thursday too. Amen. I wonder if people maybe who know you in the workplace, if they came in here on Sunday, be shocked to find you sitting here. You ever worked with anybody for a length of time and then found out they went to church somewhere and it blew your mind? But amen. It's because they visit the Spirit Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. But they don't live in the Spirit the other days of the week. I want to encourage you to do your best to dwell in the Spirit as He dwells in us. Amen? He dwells in you regardless. He's there for keeps. He's there for good. You can't drive Him out. Amen? You're still a child of God. But if you'll choose to live there, it'll blow your mind what He'd do in your life. Amen? Number two, same verse of Scripture. He said, if we live in the Spirit, now watch the second part of this. Let us also say it, walk in the Spirit. Wow. I said we ought to live in the Spirit, but not only that, we ought to walk in the Spirit. Look at verse number 16. Verse number 16. He said, this I say then, say it with me, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of your flesh. How do I keep the flesh from overcoming? Walk in the Spirit. Is this making any sense? How do I beat this flesh? How do I beat Eddie White day in and day out? How do I keep this flesh from getting the victory over my life? I've got to choose to walk in the Spirit. The Spirit's living in me, no doubt about it. But walking in the Spirit and living in the Spirit, that's my choice. Amen. That's my choice. So many people aren't Spirit-filled because they're worldly-filled. Amen. It's hard to fill up all week long on Dr. Phil and Oprah and As the Stomach Turns. Are y'all okay? I'm not against TV. I have one. But if that's all we're putting in, if that's all we're putting in, and you wonder when you come to church why you feel like you're not getting anything, you're already full. You're already full. I remember one night years ago, I'd went out to see somebody on visitation. They were just putting supper on the table. They said, sit down, preacher, and eat. I mean, they had fried chicken, biscuits, and gravy. How do you say no? I ate good. Guess what was on the table when I got home? Pork chops, biscuits, and gravy. Amen. You remember the episode of Andy Griffin? When he got spaghetti everywhere he went? I mean, three or four times in the same night, somebody prepared him a meal of spaghetti. That first spaghetti was good. But man, you're going to take so much, amen? We come to church that way, we're already full. We're full of what the TV's pumped in our ears, what the radio's pumped in our ears. And I mean, even some people are hooked on the news, man. Even that will fill you so full. We need to fill ourselves with spiritual things.
Amen.
I wonder, do you listen to any preaching during the week? Am I all you get? Do you ever get any CDs?
Amen.
Get on another preacher's mailing list. Y'all all right?
Amen.
What do you call that? What do you call that when you put them on your iPod? Podcast, is that right? Well, do your podcast. Load that iPod up something other than whatever. Rock. Sweet Home Alabama. Come on. Load it up with something that'll feed your spiritual man. Amen. I've got a Kerry Schmidt. He's a member at Brother Jack Treber's church out in California, and he's got several CDs that he put out. I think Brother Todd may have some, but it's all piano music. It's all it is, and it's just all hymns. And I get on the airplane, and I'm surrounded by worldly people, and not I don't mean that they're bad. You know what I mean. And, man, I just put them earphones in my ears. That does something to me. It does something to me. So does the music you listen to. Amen. I raced on the speed team at the skating rink in Hiram when I was a teenager. We had certain songs that they had to cue up when it was our time to race. What are y'all laughing at? They're in the flesh. What was I saying? I was on the speed team, and we had certain songs. We had certain songs, brother. It just seemed to help us go faster. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Life in the fast lane, stuff like that. Y'all know what I mean? I mean, brother, can you imagine? Can you imagine us getting out there to skate, and we get on that line, that referee blows a whistle, and they break loose with Amazing Grace?
Amen.
Y'all follow me? I'm telling you, if you'll feed that spiritual man, it'll affect you spiritually. Amen. You know what? You know what a lady told me recently? She said, I did not like gospel music until I forced myself to listen to it for a little while. Ah. Flesh did not want it. It wanted boom, 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 boom. I get in the flesh when I hear that. I want to shoot speakers out of cars. Amen. Amen. Trunks are for spare tires, not subwoofers. Amen. Y'all all right? Help me, Brother Thomas, come on. I'm just saying, the stuff we're filling ourselves with day in and day out, no wonder that we're so spiritually weak. Amen. If you'll start filling yourself with spiritual things, man, it'll change the way you think. It'll change your attitude. You know what you'll start seeing from Galatians? You'll start seeing those fruits of the Spirit come out without you even having to try. You'll start loving people, loving them where they are. You'll start being kind. You'll stop envying. Oh, it'll just blow your mind. If the Spirit's fed, He'll do His job. Amen. Let me say it again. If the Spirit's fed, He will do His job. We ought to walk in the Spirit. We ought to live in the Spirit. Thirdly, look at Ephesians chapter number, Ephesians chapter number 6. Next book over. Ephesians chapter number 6. I've always taken this lightly, but boy, the Holy Spirit just really drove it home today. Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse number 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, how? In the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Listen, I said we ought to live in the Spirit, we ought to walk in the Spirit, we ought to pray in the Spirit. Amen. Let me say it again. We ought to pray in the Spirit. You know what the Spirit of God will do? He'll lead you what to pray about. Amen. He will lead you what to pray about if you'll ask Him to. Amen. We ought to pray in the Spirit. Now, there's a crowd that will tell you that means going Hila Mohashande and all that. That ain't what that means. That ain't what, as the Spirit gave them utterance, that ain't what that means. Amen. You ever got on your face before God and you didn't have a clue what to say? And then all of a sudden it seemed like you got plugged into another world somewhere.
Amen.
To start with, you couldn't think of two things to talk to God about. And by the time you're done, you don't realize it, but you've been laying there 30 minutes. That's praying in the Spirit. That's praying in the Spirit. If we're not careful, we'll get so mechanical in our praying that this will be all it exists of. God bless this, and God help that, and God do this, and God do this, and God. We're just reading the grocery list to Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying pray for the prayer sheet. Please do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying not pray for your preacher every day. Please do.
Yes, brother.
But let the Spirit lead you in what to pray about.
Amen.
Amen. Have you ever had the Spirit burden you to pray about a certain thing?
Yeah.
Or even a certain person?
Amen.
I have God do that all the time. God says, hey, you need to pray for this one or that one. Nothing that I see wrong. It's just something, I'm not nosy, and I don't even want to know what it is I'm praying for. But the Spirit led me to pray for somebody.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to pray in the Spirit. Let's see Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. Y'all doing all right? Verse number 26. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Amen.
You ever prayed and not open your mouth? You ever laid there and just moan before God? Just lay there and cry, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh, He understands that perfectly.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. He understands that perfectly. Without the help of the Spirit, our prayers would avail nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Without the Holy Spirit, our prayers are just vain repetition at best. Amen.
Amen.
We need to learn to pray in the Spirit. There's a few men that God allowed me to be around in my lifetime that I would have rather heard them pray than preach. They just had a way. J.M. Brooks was a prayer warrior. A few of you got to hear Brother J.M. pray. Buddy Hayes. Sister Donna Upton's dad. He's in heaven now. I love to hear Brother Buddy pray. It's like when Buddy opened his mouth, you just knew God was listening.
Yes.
Amen. They knew something about Spirit-filled praying. Brother Jay Bice. I love to hear Brother Jay. Brother Jay, when you'd say, Brother Jay, lead us in prayer, he thought you said, lead us in a message. Amen. I'm serious, brother. He'd get to preaching and his praying. He'd just get hooked up in his own little world. Amen.
Amen.
I like that. You don't hear people pray like that anymore. It's a rare thing. We ought to live in the Spirit. We ought to walk in the Spirit. We ought to pray in the Spirit. Go to Philippians chapter number 3. I'm trying to just keep you going to the right tonight. Ephesians chapter number 3. Do what now? Philippians. Did I say Ephesians? I'm sorry. Philippians. Go where I'm thinking. Not what... Watch this, verse number 3, Philippians 3:3. The Bible said, for we are the circumcision which worship God, how? In the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in what? In the flesh. Woo, how about that now? He said we worship in the Spirit. We ought to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. We ought to worship in the Spirit. Amen. Who knows what a dead church service is? Come on. I mean boring. All you can do is keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
How many knows what a Spirit-filled service is?
Amen.
Brother, I do. And most of you do. We've been where God is.
Yes,
how do we settle for anything less once we've worshiped in the Spirit?
Yeah.
The Bible says God is a Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of stuff on your TV that looks like worship, but it ain't. And it's got a spirit about it, but it's a different spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Let me use it this way. When we were teenagers, we got on this kick for a while of going to concerts. We'd camp out at Turtles Music Store in Mableton. We'd camp out there all night, Brother Robbie remembers, and get tickets. You had to wait in line. You had to be there, boy, and get tickets. We went and seen all these groups, the Eagles and Rod Stewart and I don't know who all. I mean, I could name a pile of them. Yes, Greg, AC/DC. And you know what? There's a spirit of worship in that place. That crowd would be kind of just null and void. Everybody about half fried. Angus Young had come out on the stage shaking his head, and you could watch it transform the whole crowd. That's a spirit. But it's not the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we come in this place, we need to worship in the Spirit. It never fails. I don't know how much more of this I'm going to do. I'll try not to be much longer. It never fails when I've got something burning on my heart. The message I preached a couple Sundays ago about the little donkey, y'all remember that?
Yeah.
That thing kept me up all night. I was as excited about preaching as I'd been a long time. I really was. Do you know what I had to fight on Sunday morning? It was one thing after the other. Nobody could just say, "Hey, brother, good to see you.
Brother, here, come here. They got to come here."
Little donkey, that's what. What are you saying? Everything was attacking my spirit. Everything was attacking my spirit. Why? To keep me from worshiping in the spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you know why we put the singing before the preaching? It changes your spirit. Amen. I can let something make me mad as a wet hen before I walk through that door, or even after I walk through it. Hey, if you got to tell me something bad, wait till after.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Why not get here at the last minute? Keep from hearing a boatload of junk for. Somebody standing there waiting at the door. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to deal with something horrible before I get here.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. But they'll get up here to this piano and they'll start singing, "God's been good," or "I have been blessed," and "Oh, my soul."
Yeah. Amen.
I feel that old bad spirit leave. You remember old Saul had David come in and play for him?
Yeah,
I believe he played "God's Been Good." I ain't sure, but amen. I believe it's something kin to it. Amen.
Yeah,
amen. He'd come in there. You know what? You know what the Bible said it would do? It'd drive away the bad spirit. Amen. Oh, Saul would get a bad spirit and he'd say, "Hey, go get that little boy that harp. I need some help."
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Listen, we ought to worship in the spirit. I love spirit-filled singing.
Yeah.
I love spirit-filled preaching.
Amen.
I love spirit-filled testimonies. By the way, all of them are not.
Yeah.
When somebody gets up bragging on how bad the devil is, that ain't the right spirit.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We're not here to give the devil a leg up. We're not on his team. Amen.
Amen.
We're not here to announce he's winning, even when we feel like.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Amen. I love spirit-filled church.
Amen.
Amen. Shouting don't bother me.
Amen.
Clapping them hands don't bother me.
Amen.
Lifting your hands in praise don't bother me. Amen.
Amen.
I love it when that black lady used to come sit right over there back in behind y'all. Oh, brother, she didn't just say it, but she'd jump up.
Yes,
you know you right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Put her on the payroll, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it's my job, but not my job only, to see to it that our services are spirit-filled and spirit-led.
Amen.
If it's depending just on me, we're in trouble. Do you know what makes a spirit-filled service great? Everybody's in the spirit.
Yeah. That's right.
Stay with me.
Have you ever noticed the
services we have? I mean, where people squalling, people's coming to the altar. I mean, they'll sing for an hour before I even get to preach. God just moving.
Amen.
You'll look around the room, there'll be somebody just sitting there. I'm like, are you having an out-of-body experience? Because evidently you ain't getting this.
Yeah, you're right.
I got goosebumps on my arm, running up and down my back, my hair standing up the back of my neck. I'm talking about, you say that's emotion. Call it
whatever
you want. Amen. I mean, I can just feel something stirring. I can feel something moving down on the inside of me, something bubbling up like a pressure cooker. I'm about to bust if I don't holler, and somebody's sitting there like
you.
They ain't in.
They
ain't in the spirit.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat in church and watched somebody get happy? Tommy.
Uh-huh.
Like old Regina. Like Miss Denise. And you sat there, do you ever wonder, well, come on, I don't feel like it. I get jealous. I want to feel that good.
Amen.
The Lord says, get in the spirit and you might. Y'all okay? We ought to worship in the spirit. Amen. Every part of our service ought to be spiritual. All the way down to the offering. Lord loveth the cheerful giver. That's a spiritual thing. Amen. It's a spiritual thing. Everything we do ought to be spirit led. I said we ought to live in the spirit. We ought to walk in the spirit. We ought to pray in the spirit. We ought to worship in the spirit. Look at Colossians. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter number 1. Just over a couple pages maybe. Colossians chapter number 1. Y'all, you got time for a couple more?
Yes, sir.
Colossians chapter number 1 and verse number 8. I got to turn another page. Hang on. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 8 says, who also declared unto us your love, watch this, where?
In the Spirit.
Go to Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5. I'm afraid a lot of love in America and even in our churches is superficial at best. I'm afraid a lot of love, we use that term so loosely. I say it to everybody. Everybody. I hang up on the phone with you, I'll tell you I love you. I always do. And I can tell some people ain't like that because they'll just say, okay, see you, brother. My northern brethren, they'll call me and they'll say, how you doing? We'll talk. And they'll say, well, I'll let you go. All right, love you, brother. Okay. Amen. But I'm afraid if we're not careful, we'll use that word too loosely. We ought to love in the Spirit. Look at, are you at Romans chapter 5?
Yes, sir.
Look at verse number 5. The Bible said, in hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by, watch this, the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Listen, I said we ought to walk in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, worship in the Spirit. We ought to love in the Spirit. Amen. We ought to love like Christians.
Yeah, right.
Amen. You remember how your love changed when you got saved?
Yeah.
Before I got saved, I didn't hardly love nobody.
Yeah.
That same man I was talking about that testified on Sunday and cussed on Monday, I couldn't stand him after that. Hypocrite, stinking hypocrite. That's what I called everybody. Bunch of stinking hypocrites. You get to knowing stuff about people's life, they're all hypocrites.
Yes.
I'd probably find out something about you and go, you stinking hypocrite.
Yeah.
Y'all all right? I've told this a million times. I remember I got saved on a Friday night. We went to church for the first time on Sunday morning. I looked right up there, guess who's sitting there? I thought, boy, I love that old guy. I didn't even realize what had happened. I used to hate the hypocrite. Now, what made me love him? Something moved inside me. Something moved inside me. Hey, but listen, if that's not nurtured, it won't last. You'll go right back to hating like you used to. I know some Christians who are so bitter, so angry, and so mad. They have no peace. They're in constant turmoil. They've been hurt somewhere along the line. Listen, we all have been hurt somewhere along the line. How do you think Jesus felt? Amen. How do you think he felt? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Reckon he was hurt? One of his disciples, one who walked with him day in and day out, saw the miracles performed. One who slept by him in the wilderness. I'm talking about walked up to him, kissed him on the cheek, and betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. If anybody ever had a reason to get bitter, you reckon it'd been Jesus? Amen. I know Christians, and I'm not making light of what may have been done to you, but get over it. Amen. I'd rather live and have the love of God in my heart than walk around mad at the world all the time. Listen, face it, people do stupid things, including you, including me. We all do. We all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect somewhere. You're going to have to live in a bubble. And some are trying that, I think. Amen. Well, we used to go to church. Uh-oh. We got hurt. If we had a little money for every time we heard that, Brother Freddie, could we pay his place off?
Amen.
I guarantee you. I'm not just talking about people got hurt at other churches.
Yes, sir.
Right here. Right here. If you'll allow the devil, he'll use anything in the world to drive a wedge of bitterness in your heart and rob you of the love of God. Amen. How long has it been since you looked at a brother or sister and honestly from your heart told them, hey, I love you? I don't mean a phrase you use to get off the phone. I'm talking about earnestly. I just stop my wife every now and then and go, hey, I love you. Y'all okay? We'll love in the Spirit. We'll love in the Spirit. If I'm living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, worshiping in the Spirit, I ain't got no problem loving in the Spirit.
Right.
Amen. How is it that we can tolerate some of the junk? I'm trying to think, this might come out wrong. How is it that we tolerate some of the junk that some of our people have in their lives? It's not that we condone certain things, but we love them.
Amen.
You understand that? We love them. I saw a young man a few months ago. Some of you may know who it is. I'm not going to say a name. But I saw a young man that I felt like I had a hand in raising him when he turned homosexual. When he saw me, I could tell he didn't want to see me. I said, don't turn your back on me. Come here and give me a hug. I'm not condoning what he's doing, but I still love him. Is that okay? I still love him. You all right? That's why it doesn't bother me to go see one of our men in jail, which we've done on several occasions. What happened? They did something stupid and got caught at it. The rest of you just did something stupid. That's the only difference. Amen. That's the truth, ain't it, Brother Daniel? Amen. Man, we got love in the Spirit. If we don't, the devil tear us all to pieces. But if we're loving each other in the Spirit, the devil can't mess this place up. Why? Because the love's stronger than anything he can throw at us. Those fruits of the flesh, every one of the fruits of the Spirit outweigh them. Amen. Every one of those fruits of the Spirit outweigh them. Listen, we ought to love in the Spirit. Apart from the Holy Spirit of God, there ain't no way we could even love each other. There ain't no way. Brother Charles Dyer has been here longer than anybody. He's been putting up with me for 18 years. And there's no doubt in my mind his love for me. No doubt. He could never tell me again that I would know it. But every now and then he'll just hug me and tell me how much he loves me. Do you know what that is? Oh, Brother Charles is just such a great man. No, it's God. It's the Spirit of God that lives inside of him. Amen. It's the Spirit of God that lives inside of him. Man, we ought to strive for that. Back to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 5. I'm almost done. Ephesians chapter number 5. You don't hear much preaching about the Holy Ghost anymore. You know why? I think I figured it out. We don't need him. You okay? We don't need him. Part of another reason is we don't want him messing around. When you start getting filled with the Spirit, he may say, hey, this rug right here, I know what's under it. I'm talking about convicting. That's one of his jobs. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A lady told me, they went to a church that was pretty liberal. I asked why. Here was the answer. So he don't have to feel guilty about anything. Are you listening? Wow. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 9. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 9. The Bible said, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Amen. Listen to me carefully. We ought to produce fruit in the Spirit. You understand that? Galatians 5, 22 and 23 said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such is no law. Amen. We ought to produce fruit in the Spirit. Amen. If the Spirit's in us, the fruit will produce. Y'all listening to me? I know this ain't wound up wide open preaching, but listen, if I plow up a little patch of ground behind my house, and I plow down through here, and I drop kernels of corn in that row and cover that back up with dirt and put in some good fertilizer, water it a couple times a week, you know what I'm expecting to come up out of there? What are you saying? I'm saying if the Spirit of God is what is in you, that's what's going to come out of you. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. We don't have to ask people how you're doing spiritually sometimes. We can just tell by your conversation. Amen. We can tell by your countenance. Look on your face, how you respond to the preaching. Amen. We ought to produce fruit in the Spirit. Amen. Hey, how do I test myself spiritually? Well, what's coming out of me? Is it love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance? Is that what's coming out of me? If we're not careful, it may be right the opposite. Amen? We ought to produce fruit in the Spirit. By the way, I'll give you this last one. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 11. The Bible said, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. How about that? I thought about this today, Brother Charles. If I die, if I go by the grave instead of the rapture, I'm going to get raised from the dead twice.
Amen.
Already been raised from the dead once.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. Spiritually, I was dead. When the Spirit of God moved inside of me, it made me alive in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
But thank God, I'm going to be raised from the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Why should we live in the Spirit? The Spirit's done quickened us, man.
Yeah.
He's the reason you ain't going to hell.
That's right.
He's the reason you can get a prayer through. He's the reason you can say, God, touch Ashley, answer. Touch Brother Dennis, touch this one, touch that one. He's the only reason we can pray, so we ought to just focus on a little bit more.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to pay attention to that spiritual man. Have you fed him today? Kind of like that sign y'all was making fun of me for not noticing was in our hallway. By the way, Brother Charles said he ain't noticed it either. What if you were left with tomorrow, everything you thank God for today? Wonder how anorexic if we could see your spiritual man. If you could just pull him out and say, here he is. Wonder how he's doing. Wonder what the doctor would say about him. I doubt any of us would need to put him on a diet. I doubt any of us would say, man, he's so out of shape, he's got diabetes, and man, you're just feeding him way too much. I doubt that seriously. I don't know anybody that's ever fed their spiritual man too much, to be honest with you. But boy, we sure are catering to that fleshly man, ain't we?
Amen.
Give this stuff some thought. How healthy am I spiritually? Once you get a certain age, you need to go every now and then for checkups. And get you a cholesterol checked and your heart and the other places you don't want to mention. Amen. You need to go make sure you got a clean bill. Last time I went, I got a clean bill of health. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blood pressure was great. Cholesterol was great. I'm about due. I wonder if we'd pay that much of attention to our spiritual man. I guarantee you if you had a chest pain, you'd run down here to Tanner right now. You'd grab Brother Tommy and say, boy, something ain't right. What about in your spiritual man? You'll know something ain't right there and just ignore it and 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 ignore it. You know what? It gets easier and easier to ignore. The longer you sit there and the Lord dealing with your heart, hey man, there may come a time He'll say, help yourself. Help yourself. We ought to respond to the Spirit of God when He's moving, working in our life. I don't think God gave me this message for nothing. I truly don't. I'll be honest with you. I needed it. I need it. But I need, I'm the pastor. Surely you walk in the Spirit every day. You go ahead and believe that, won't you? Amen. Amen. Surely you always love in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Surely you pray in the Spirit all the time. Yeah. I'm people too. Amen. And I could focus more on my spiritual man. Hey, you know what I need to do? I need to trim back. It does mine. Amen. Hey, how about giving the Rochesters a little bit more time? How about giving old Carl Partain a little bit more time? How about giving them camp meeting CDs a little more time? Amen. Man, both of them messages Brother Fisher preached, you ought to listen to them over and over. Amen. I've got a CD in my truck. It's from, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Brother Joe Offer. Some of y'all will remember the message. Brother Mike Taylor preached before Brother Joe that night. I got both those sermons. Brother Mike preached on from the pit to the palace. Brother Joe said, give me 10 minutes, Brother Eddie. And for about 10, 15 minutes, he preached on one greater than Solomon. I whoop that out every now and then. Amen. I like to hear it. It encourages me, buddy. What a great Savior I've got. Amen. Amen. So to give that stuff a little more time. I get several preachers send me their CDs. And I listen to them. I'm driving down the road. Brother Johnny Cash went to eat lunch with me yesterday. He's going through my truck, plundering. He said, what are all these CDs? He's not preaching. He said, is that all you listen to? I said, that ain't all I listen to, but yeah, I like to listen to it. I said, here, I've listened to all of these. Why don't you take them? Amen. Amen. Let's pay more attention to that spiritual man. He's in there. He's in there. Even if he's neglected, he's in there. He may be gasping for breath. Amen. Like a man crawling through the desert, he may be crying for water. Amen. Feed him. Amen. I always feel stronger when I leave here than I did when I came. Do you? I mean that. I can come in here feeling horrible. I mean just... really, really, the only reason I'm preaching is because it's my job. You go to work for the same reason sometime. Don't look at me like that. Amen. It never fails when I come dragging in here like that. You don't know it, but I do. It never fails when I get in my truck to drive home. I'm thinking, but I sure am glad I went. Sure am glad I was there. Amen. Just something I got through a song, even my own preaching. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Prayer sheets are down here on the Lord's Supper table. Come pick you up one. Let's dismiss praying together. You get through praying, you're dismissed. I don't know if he's on the sheet or not, but please remember my wife's cousin, Joey Tidwell, and Miss Janice's, what would he be to Janice? Cousin also, that's right. But he's in Cobb Hospital and not doing well at all with Crohn's disease, so y'all pray the Lord would touch him. And let's remember this young man, Brandon Harrelson, Brad Harrelson. Let's remember him. Did you write him on there, Brother Warren?